Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast at O'Dark 30 on Sunday. Don't go to the airport on Sunday morning after Thanksgiving. That's my bit of advice. What do you think, honey?
That's good advice. Kurt, I'm feeling something, so you continue.
Well, look, if you have read my town hall column today, and I am sure you've read my town hall column today. You should read my town hall column today of Monday, December 1st, which is a very special day to me, by the way. It is about the PSYOP, the, oh my gosh, he killed drug dealers thing. And, you know, that seems to be the mass of the news during this weekend when no one is paying attention to the news. Because everybody's paying attention to football. Everybody's paying attention to having their family around. Nobody's paying attention to the news. Yet they drop this giant bomb. And I don't think they wanted to drop it. I think they were forced to drop it. And again, I'm trying not to plow over territory I've written in the article. I talked a lot in the article about the legal aspects. But let me talk about the PSYOP aspects. They dropped this bomb because their plan got disrupted, and their plan was that the seditious six decided they were going to start doing the law thing, illegal orders thing, and that was in with this. I'm absolutely convinced that was part of this scenario, and then this was going to happen when the Washington Post dropped it, and it's what's her name, Natasha Bertrand or whatever. Russiagate, COVID, all this other crap. Laptop. She's a scumbag. Okay. She is one of the worst of the fake news people. She's behind this. As I understand it, this is based on an anonymous, two anonymous sources that had other anonymous sources tell her this stuff. So it's hearsay on hearsay. We don't know who either declarant is. A declarant is the person making the hearsay comment. So that's your little legal thing for today. Now, what's hearsay? Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the matter asserted. In other words, it's not direct evidence is, hey, I saw that the traffic light was green. Hearsay is, Joe told me that the traffic light is green. And that's what we have here. Now, hearsay is not typically admissible in court. There are a bunch of exceptions. That's about half of your first year evidence class is exceptions to hearsay rule. But those are really on the fringes. They are not the meat of the hearsay rule. The meat of the hearsay rule is you can't testify to what someone else told you. You have to go find that person. They have to testify. Why is that? Because it's unreliable. You can't test it. We don't know who these people are. We can't test whether they have what's called foundation for their claims. Okay? Foundation is typically personal knowledge. Were you at the intersection of Oak and Main to see the traffic light on Tuesday? No. Okay, then you can't testify about the traffic light. You don't know. You don't have personal knowledge. Okay, that's called foundation. And that's one of the things you don't have with hearsay. Okay? You typically can't establish foundation. You typically establish foundation by asking the witness, you know, what they were, where they were, what they were doing, what they saw, when they were there, all that kind of stuff. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And then you can go, okay, well, this person might have known or might not have known. And it's not just foundation. There are levels of foundation. There's a basic foundation that allows you to testify. But some foundation's not as good as other. Were you in the area? Yes, I was. Okay, I was at Oak and Main. Was it foggy? Well, yeah, it was foggy. Okay, now you've got foundation for the testimony, but you also have an avenue to attack the testimony, right? You can say, well, if it was foggy, maybe you couldn't see. How foggy was it? Could you see 50 yards? Could you see 100 yards? Okay, so you can't do that with hearsay evidence. You can't test it. All right, you can't see if it's good evidence. You can't say, well, were you drinking that night? Well, yeah, I had 12 beers. Okay, now you've had 12 beers and you're testifying about what color the light was. All right, that's relevant. Okay. You can't, you have to be able to cross-examine a witness, and hearsay lets you not cross-examine the witness. Plus you have the extra problem of the person who's giving the hearsay testimony may not have understood it correctly, may not have heard it right, may be changing it for some reason, may be altering it, may be paraphrasing it, and the phrasing's important. Phrasing's very important in this dumb thing. So that's why you don't use hearsay evidence. Okay, I feel like I'm being a lawyer again, honey. The eggs. Anyway, so you've got a reporter for a paper that hates Trump, who hates Trump and has lied about him before multiple times. It's based on anonymous sources and hearsay evidence. And it seems to be double hearsay. It seems to be the people, my sources were told by other people X, Y, and Z. So that's called double hearsay. Jim told me that Joe said the light was green. That's double hearsay. That's even worse. So this is inherently unreliable. Now, what was alleged to be said? That's not very clear. And the problem is, when you're accusing someone of, well, murder and war crimes, which they're eagerly doing, because they're immediately accepting the hearsay evidence of these anonymous sources through a reporter with a proven track record of lying about Donald Trump, they're not being specific, because specifics matter. Statutes matter. For, I got people go, well, the Geneva violates the Geneva Convention. Does it? Does it violate that? People just use these legal terms as these kind of magic words. Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention is a treaty entered into between countries, right? Nation states, that says we will both abide by the following rules. It's a treaty. It's not some sort of super law that everybody's got to obey. It is a treaty you accept because nation states are sovereign. So is a cartel a nation? Is a cartel a signatory to the Geneva Conventions? If not, then the United States is not bound by it. They don't get to that part. They're like, well, it's just a detail. Well, you know, details are kind of important. Because, you know, this is why, look, I'm more conservative than you are, I'll bet. Okay? But when people start going, well, you know, he got out on a technicality. When they say the technicality, it means they didn't prove all the elements of the law. Okay? And you have to prove all the elements of a crime. It's not a technicality. You go, well, you know, we didn't actually see him there, but we're pretty sure he's guilty. You know, not proving he was there, well, he's out on a technicality. Okay, not a technicality. It's not a technicality when the statute you're attempting to use against somebody, in this case, a Geneva Convention, because they're saying it's effectively a statute. Okay, fine. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. You can't violate a law that doesn't apply. Well, if it did apply, it would apply. Yes, if it did apply, it would apply. You good analysis. That's great job. Amazing work. Now, what actually happened? What do you think happened? Well, there were guys bobbing around in the water, and they weren't dead, and he came in and killed them. Oh. Well, A, I don't have a problem with that. That would be fine with me. And these are illegal combatants. You do whatever you want to them. But let's follow it along. Is that what happened? Is that what they say? Is that what the hearsay upon hearsay from the anonymous sources through the lying reporter even say? Okay, you're allowed to hit a target twice. If the target's not completely destroyed, you can destroy it. You're allowed to. There's no timeouts. But that's kind of what they're saying. Now, the fact is, this thing wasn't destroyed. Its drugs were still there, bobbing around in the ocean. The ship wasn't sunk. It was damaged. You're allowed to attack a damaged target again, even if there's wounded around. Yes. You're allowed to do that. That is not a violation of the law of armed conflict in any way, shape, or form. But of course, was this even a law, an armed conflict? Well, Trump says it was. Trump says these guys are terrorists. And he's using his authority as commander-in-chief to engage them. That's okay. It's allowed. The problem that we've been facing is that every single act of Donald Trump is inherently illegitimate. So the things other presidents do, like, oh, I don't know, droning people. And again, I am all for Obama droning people, including U.S. citizens. You're with terrorists. You need to die. Don't care. Don't care at all. I know there are conservatives out there going, well, it's terrible. He killed American citizens. Don't be a terrorist. You be a terrorist and an American citizen, then you're in a war, then you need to die. I don't have a problem with it. Obama did it. That's just fine. I'm fine with it. But it's not fine if Trump does it against people, you know, bringing drugs in the country. And people, oh, well, they're not narco-terrorists. I don't know. I think they're worse than terrorists. How many people did terrorists kill last year? How many Americans? A few. A couple hundred, maybe. 100, maybe. I don't know. How many did drug dealers kill? About 100,000. Yeah. Seems like they're actually killing more Americans than the terrorists are. Well, you should have gone in and, you know, you should have arrested them. No. How about screw you? How about kill them? Because I think that's what should happen. And that's what did happen. That's perfectly legal. You are allowed to re-engage a target. Okay? There's no timeouts. And of course, now everybody's a fucking expert on, you know, the law of armed conflict. Like they're, you know, epidemiologists and, you know, whatever else. There are always these Twitter experts. I don't know. 30-year lawyer, 27-year-old army, 27-year army colonel. You decide if you ought to listen to me or you ought to listen to HateMAGA69 on the Twitter. It's up to you. You can choose. All you, baby. But I'm going to, you know, kind of spoil their party. There's another thing that's brought, the enemies of mankind. That is, you know, pirates, slavers, drug dealers. These people are legit targets. These people are, you're allowed to kill them. That's part of international law. Why do you think there aren't Democrats, I mean, slavers, going back and forth across the ocean? We killed them. Why aren't there pirates, at least here? Because we killed them. Why are there pirates outside of Somalia? Because for some reason we didn't kill them. We should have. Well, now that's part of international law. Guys, you've got a thing about international law going on. You're all up about international law. You don't get to go to the cafeteria and choose what parts of international law you want. Part of international law is not, I don't like this thing and I don't like that thing, but I'm going to take this thing. No, it's one big package and it's going right down your throat. But that's typical. Yeah, people who don't know what they're talking about, spewing nonsense because they're idiots. And again, I keep saying this, we have the conundrum. We have the eternal question when things like this comes up. Are these people who keep telling you wrong things stupid? Or do they think you're stupid? Do they believe that you're too dumb to know when they're full of crap? I think that might be it. I think that they may believe you are too stupid to understand when they're telling you nonsense. And if somebody's telling you, oh, it's a terrible thing, we're killing these guys, bringing poison into America, you should have arrested them. You think our guys didn't think of that? Well, at least we've moved on from the fisherman thing, right? At least we've moved on from, the guy with the 4-engine speedboat with the big packages of white powder, you know, hopping the waves north to the U.S. of A. Yeah, they were out, you know, trying to get themselves a sailfish. It was like Old Man in the Sea, just with, you know, cooler boats. Again, are they stupid or do they think we're stupid? Well, they weren't really, they were really just drug mules. Oh, well, you know, there are a lot of guys in the German army who were just privates, got drafted by Hitler. Maybe he didn't want to be there. Are you arguing we shouldn't have killed them? Because you are arguing that if you're making the, well, they're just drug mules. They're not the bad guys. They're just low-level guys. Oh, did we suddenly discover a rule against killing the low-level guys? Including the guys who maybe would prefer to be somewhere else? Is that a new rule? I wasn't consulted. Were you consulted? I wasn't consulted. This is why I don't argue anymore. I'm telling you these things so that you understand the bigger picture. But I don't argue with leftists anymore because it's beyond the point. There's no point in it. Okay? They're not arguing. They're simply saying something that serves their purpose at the moment. But it has no relation to facts or evidence. And it can change on a dime. Changes on a dime with Obama. No, it's okay that Obama did, you know, killed a bunch of people with drones. Not okay that Trump does it because reasons and shut up, racist. They're not proving anything. They're not saying anything. They're simply showing solidarity by agreeing to something and asserting something that's freaking nonsense. That's what they do. That's who they are. So I don't argue with them. I just own the libs. Anyway, I want you guys to go out and get Panama Red. It is the new book, the new Kelly Turnbull book. It is fantastic. It is for pre-order. You should go to Amazon and pre-order Panama Red now. You should read my columns every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Again, go get Panama Red. Honey, should they get Panama Red?
You really should.
You're the only one. You're the only one yet who's read the whole thing besides me.
Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
Yeah.
There's a dog in it.
There are always dogs.
No, there's actually three dogs.
That's right.
Oh, multiple dogs.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's a nice tribute to the dogs.
I know. There's dogs in it.
No, it's very good. Great great action. Great. Actually, really fun villain.
Yeah, fun villain. So. Rockin'.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Well. Well, look, Arena's not biased.
No, I would tell you if it wasn't good.
No, we're not going to rebuild the house with the money.
All right.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Thanks for being VIP members. We really appreciate it. You guys are the best. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And, you know, Christmas is ahead. Ahoy. Oh, a Kwanzaa. Yes. Panama Red is a perfect Kwanzaa gift.
Hanukkah's coming up.
Hanukkah too.
Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa's a real thing. Happy Kwanzaa, you VIP members. Adios. Bye-bye.